Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for the power, performance, and reliability of a new SuperStart battery. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I like to say that I played a little rugby this summer. I didn't really, but when rugby was on during the Olympics and the United States women's rugby team was playing, my two youngest daughters were running around the living room like they were rugby players. They were fascinated by what was going on the TV. They'll get a chance to see it up close in a couple of weeks if they want, because there's an event going on, of course, in Portland at Providence Park, where you're going to see the United States, some rugby players that are coming here that are going to be part of an all-star event, and it is going to be the Premier Rugby Sevens All-Star Tournament, November 17th, Providence Park. It's why Sammy Sullivan, our next guest, who is a bronze medalist on the Sevens in the Olympics, is joining us. Sammy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, John.
Have you been to Portland a lot? Because I know you're in town for this thing, but you grew up in Tacoma, as I understand it, so it's not that far away.
Yeah, so my dad was in the Army as well, so I was born in Tacoma, but moved around all over. But I still have plenty of family up there in the Seattle area, and I've been out here for one or two rugby things, and of course hiked around here before. So yeah, big fan of the Pacific Northwest and big fan of Portland.
All right, we're going to get into a variety of subjects here because our researchers have been working all day trying to figure out like how in 10 or 12 minutes we can make the best value of this interview. But let's start with Dad. You mentioned Dad in the Armed Forces. You go to West Point, United States Military Academy in West Point. What's it like growing up with a father who's a colonel in the United States Army?
Oh, it's awesome because to me, he's just Dad. So I never really thought much of his rank. But yeah, he was a Special Forces officer. And growing up in that environment, it's such a team-oriented environment. And I've always loved team sports. So that's what definitely caught my eye about joining the military. And yeah, ultimately going to West Point and finding rugby there.
Okay, so you say you found rugby there. Were you not playing before West Point, or had you seen much of it?
No, I'd seen none of it. I played soccer my whole life growing up and wanted to play on the West Point team, but I got cut from walking on and ultimately knew team sport environment was the best for me, so gave rugby a try in college and fell in love with it instantly.
All right, and so you end up in the Olympics, but let's go back to that, you know, that indoctrination to rugby you're getting at West Point. What did you know about the sport? Did you know the rules? Did you sort of, it was the first time you touched the ball, was that the first time you'd seen it? Like, give us an idea of how what your learning curve was like.
My dad had played rugby in college and a little bit in the service. There's some teams across America at Army bases, but for the most part, the only thing I knew about rugby is you had to pass backwards and there's no pads and you tackle. So that's pretty much all I knew going into rugby. So everything else I learned at college, but it seems complicated watching it sometimes, but it's a very intuitive game once you get down to it. So yeah, very fun.
You guys look like you were having fun in the Summer Olympics. I know you end up with a bronze medal, but it was a lot of emotion. It was a lot of passion. It got some airtime. I'm sure your phone rang, you know, from people you probably hadn't heard from in a while who said, oh my gosh, I saw you in the Olympics. Like, what was that experience like for you?
Yeah, it was cool to get to hear from some, especially Army folks. A lot of my, as a platoon leader in Colorado before joining the U.S. team. So getting to hear from some of my old soldiers was probably the coolest part. But for the most part, that was it was such a broadcasted moment, but it felt like such an intimate moment with me and my teammates and our coaching staff. So for me, it was just, it just was the ultimate bonding experience, I guess I'd say, with my team. And yeah, the public response was next level. It was amazing.
We're talking to Sammy Sullivan, part of the United States Olympic rugby team, the Sevens. Sammy, you graduate high school in North Carolina, you go to West Point, you find rugby, you end up on the Olympic team. Like, it, does that, any of that, like, when you think about that story, it's incredible.
Yeah, I think my twin brother said this to me recently, that when we were 8 years old, and granted I was playing soccer at the time, but when we were 8 years old, I told him I was going to be an Olympian and go to the Olympics. And he obviously laughed at me because they're, you know, some small town kid from Fayetteville, North Carolina is probably not going to the Olympics. But here we are. And I think, you know, very full circle moment to have him and my family in the stands in Paris to get to watch me. So it all just kind of feels surreal still.
That moment where you make the team. All right, the selection process, and you make the Olympic team, because you're talking about that dream that you talked about your twin brother with. Do you remember where you were when you found out you were on the team, or how you felt in the moments as you're learning?
Yeah, so we find out every team we make, whether it's regular season, World 7 Series, or the Olympics, via an email. And I usually have a tradition that I walk my dog around the time the email goes out, so I'm not just sitting by my phone, you know, pulling my hair out. So I was on a walk with my dog, and it was just, I don't know, it was just instant, like, everything I've gone through is worth it. All the blood, sweat, and tears I've put into this sport has been worth it to get to go and fulfill my ultimate dream. So it was, yeah,
an
electric moment.
First phone call or text after you find out you made the team?
Oh, my mom and dad, for sure.
They had to be so proud.
Yeah, they were. And I think they were extra excited to go to the Olympics. So, yeah, they were very excited.
Now, help me understand your association with Legos. Because you build Lego sets. Like a lot of kids, you grow up with Lego. What does Lego do for you?
Yeah, so I of course built Lego sets as a kid, but joining the U.S. rugby team, it's a very mental game, professional sports, and a lot of the time your whole life and personality can get wrapped up into it. And going into my second season with the team, being the Olympic season, I was really struggling with just getting too wrapped up in performance and how I was doing at practice. So, yeah, one day I was at Barnes & Noble and saw the adult Lego sets and picked one up, and just instantly, like, mental health release for me. And I've just fallen in love with the hobby, and my whole house is riddled with Lego sets, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
I love that. We're talking to Sammy Sullivan, United States Olympic team rugby. She's with the Sevens. Again, as I mentioned at the beginning, the Sevens are coming to Portland. Interesting Premier Rugby Sevens All-Star Tournament, November 17th, Providence Park. What's that going to be like, Sammy? Help sell that event to people who want to come out and see some Olympians play.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an awesome event. It'll be the first time sort of most of the Olympians will be playing again competitively together in the lead up to our World 7 Series and our first tournament in Dubai. So, yeah, we're coming to Portland November 17th with the Premier Rugby Sevens. You'll get to see the Olympic medalists play in real life. You're going to get to see all of the amazing up-and-coming talent and established pros and legends from USA Rugby and the international series alike. So it's going to be an awesome tournament. I won't get to play in it, unfortunately, because I'm recovering from shoulder surgery, but I'll definitely be there cheering in the stands, meeting people. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
The sport itself, you know, I obviously you mentioned Dubai. You know, you've been around the globe playing rugby. There are probably some other countries that embrace it in a way that maybe United States hasn't yet mainstream. But give me an idea of where you think rugby will be in the United States, maybe in 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, I think in 5 or 10 years, I like to say this Olympics was like our 1999 Women's World Cup moment. Like the turning point for women's soccer was kind of that infamous World Cup win. And I think in 5 to 10 years, we're already starting to see the impact of grassroots rugby sort of exploding all over America. We have kids as young as 8 years old getting into the sport, high school teams sprouting all over the country. So I think, you know, by LA 2028, we're going to have a huge following and hopefully a lot of people attending in person there. And then, you know, 2032 World Cup time, I think, yeah, it's going to be huge, especially rugby sevens is such a palatable game, electric game, exciting game to watch. So, yeah, I think more people are going to start to appreciate how awesome rugby is.
Now, the Army football team is having a great college football season. You're probably tuned into that. The Black Knights will play Notre Dame in several weeks, and I think a lot of people are interested in how that game comes out. What was it like to be a student and an athlete at Army?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And big shout out to the Army football team for having such a great season this season. And hopefully I'll get to go to the Army-Navy game this year. But it's pretty tough, actually, to be a student athlete at West Point because you fulfill all of your military and academic obligations. You don't get any special passes for being an athlete a lot of the time. So it's a very rigorous schedule, but definitely a schedule that shaped me to have the work ethic I do today and be the workhorse I am for the USA rugby team. So, yeah, huge, had a huge impact on my life.
All right. And all right, guilty pleasure. I'm told true crime podcasts and shows and stuff like that, that you watch that stuff. Is that true? What do you get out of true crime?
Yes. Huge true crime fan. Every podcast I can, I'll listen to. All of the documentaries that come up on Netflix, I'm like instant watch. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just really interesting to me to kind of see, get into the mind of how those things develop and, you know, how detectives pick out certain things and are able to piece together stories. So it also makes me 10 times more aware of what's going on around my surroundings and also
right.
Like, maybe slightly scared sometimes
right.
In certain situations, but hey, if I'm protecting myself, then that's better than being oblivious, I guess.
Yeah, I always tell my daughters, I said, head on a swivel, right? Like, you got to get your
exactly.
eyes up, get your eyes up and be looking around figuratively and literally. All right, Sammy Sullivan, United States Olympian, bronze medalist. By the way, where do you keep the medal?
Oh, most of the time it's traveling with me to all my different events because I love just sharing it with people, letting people hold it and stuff. But when it's at home, it's around my Lego Eiffel Tower set sitting in the corner of my living room in full display.
Love that. Sammy Sullivan, good luck to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right, there she goes, United States Olympic rugby team, the Sevens. We'll be playing at Providence Park coming up November 17th. All-Star Tournament. Leave it here.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.